At Disneyland.
All right, enough of that.
And fade out.
And music away. Hello, everybody.
Oh, crap. Yarn fall down.
It is episode 15, yep. For Skein After Skein.
We're a week behind because we had some personal stuff.
Sick.
Eve was sick.
So sorry for the delay. All my fault.
Totally your fault. Damn you.
Taking the blame.
Good.
We're recording live from not Michelle's house.
No, Michelle made the trek. There's no Skein 3.
Skein 3. No, yeah, we can use the cat as a Skein 3, though. I don't think she's going to say much.
No. The OG gangster Skein 3 is probably asleep on my bed right now. It's true. The sun's coming in. He has his stinky butt on my pillow.
Probably cleaning his paws on your couch.
Yep, pretty much. That's what he does when I'm not home.
So much for the bail. So I'm Eve.
He's here in spirit. He's here in fur on me.
So I'm Eve.
I'm Michelle.
Thank you. You're supposed to say that. Sorry. When I say I'm Eve, you say I'm Michelle.
Gosh, so much peer pressure.
Skein after skein. And actually, we wanted to start this episode off on a somewhat somber note because we are all, pretty much the whole world who's heard about that, are affected by the Sandy Hook shootings of the little kids, which was horrible.
Who shoots kids? Who? That's like, I can't even process that, to be honest. Like, that's why I don't think it's hit me as hard as it should, because I can't even begin the process. Who does that?
I know. I mean, it's where does society go to? And Lisa, hi Lisa, who is a teacher, had posted something on Facebook, and somebody posted, yes, all teachers should wear guns to school.
Oh, probably not, like, a good idea.
I know. What is going on? What are you thinking? What is
society? Yes, more guns is the answer.
Right? What is the society coming to, you know? So we're sending our good thoughts to anybody affected by this. And we also looked out there on what we can do to help, apart from sending money. There are
a number of
things, and we don't want to take up too much time to mention them all because there are so many. There's people who make snowflakes, they knit monsters,
teddy bears,
they make gloves with hearts on them, a wall hanging, you know, so all sorts of things. We'll put a list with links onto our website, into the show notes, and if you feel like you want to contribute something, just go there and look around, see if there's something you want to do.
Fancy.
I mean, it's very simple, from very simple to make a paper snowflake and send it in to knit
monsters or teddy bears,
a blanket or shawl or whatever. You know, I mean, it's a lot of stuff that out there. So, with that somber note, let's move on. Now that I've brought it down, everybody.
Yeah, downer.
Sorry.
Downer. Happy Sunday to you, too.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Oh, God.
So how many elephants are there in India?
I don't know what that means. Is that how many things I've finished now, or how no, many I'm working on? I'm so confused. I apparently am a monogamous now.
You have been for a while. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Nor do I. And, they said, I was told by the internet, you know, the internet never lies, that, right, you know, girls with tattoos are whores. And
right. Oh, and somebody got a new tattoo.
Someone got a new large tattoo.
You increased your whore status.
Sweet. Oh, it also makes me untrustworthy, bad judgment. I have more sex than the average woman, which those who know me know is way wrong. I'm so behind the curve, it's not even funny. What else was it? Oh, I'm uneducated, a horrible Christian, and I'll never get married.
Because I have a tattoo. Well, now you put a stamp on.
Not that I didn't have a tattoo for like 10 years before. But all of a sudden, now I'm a whore.
Well, now you got a giant tattoo, so.
Yeah. And my friend went with me, and she looks at me, she goes, do you like it? I go, yeah, it's cute. I go, yeah, you're a whore now.
Michelle got a beautiful
peacock
tattoo on her back. It looks really nice.
And instead of feathers, it's Art Deco style flowers.
Very, very pretty.
Those, I love me a peacock, but to see it in print, those eyes look a little creepy. I feel like they're all looking at me and judging me. So, judgers, why are you judging me? So I found one that was a little bit more Art Deco, a little different, and I love it. It's still itching
you
and
should,
it's still
I'm
peeling.
Saying you should post a picture of it, but I don't know how you feel about it.
Oh, no, so I'm totally going to post a picture.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, we'll put it up. I'll put a picture.
A poster of the tattoo online.
I'm not
somewhere.
As shy about it. I didn't spend all that money and sit and go through all that pain. I show strangers in the mall. I don't care. I, in fact, show some strangers in the mall. We were talking about tattoos. I was like, look, and I like half took my shirt off in the store.
Nice.
I'm not a whore. I just am not shy, which are two different things. But so what am I working on? I am working on Dory by Lisa Gutierrez. It is a crochet, because I got the crochet bug, something serious, is a worsted weight triangle shawlette. And I think it's kind of shawlette on her because I don't think she blocked it out, because I'm going to block the beast out of this thing. I'm making it out of the Patton's classic worsted, classic wool worsted with a giant, well, not giant, it's just a J hook. It's pretty normal size.
It looks very big.
I mean, it's bigger than the G, which everything is made out of usually
right.
with worsted, but it's nice.
It should go very quickly.
It's moving along. Like,
it's all, yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, I really like it. Moving along.
What's
quite
that
nicely.
Color?
The color
mustard
is a
green?
Lemongrass. Don't
okay.
get it twisted. Okay, judger.
Okay, not my favorite colors, but then let's look what I have in my hands, you know.
Hey, everyone, let's guess what color she's knitting with. If you said blue, which I'm sure you did, you would be correct. Like, wow. But no, this is lemongrass. It's a bright, like, lemon green. I'm going to pair the lace. It's going to be in gray, which
okay.
is... She did hers, if you look online.
Also, there's a different lace around
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there's a lace, a fairly
border.
Thick lace border. On hers, she did the lemongrass and the fisherman's wool and oatmeal, and I bought it, and I don't think I like it in person. So I went and bought a dark gray, because that's very in now, and I actually really do like that trend of
that's actually
yellow
nice.
And gray. It's
yeah.
a darker gray. It's really, it's, I think it's close to
that's
that dark
nice.
Gray. So I think it'll be really cute. I'm very happy. If I don't like it, it's crochet.
And
so much easier
something?
To rip out.
You know something?
You don't have to unknit it, which is such a bear.
It's going to look really awesome when it's done because, as usual, I'm not the biggest fan of it right now because of the color. But then it's every time same old thing. I don't like it.
You hate
it,
everything I pick
once
out.
Once it's done, it's like, oh, this is so pretty. I need one. You know? So...
You're just, you and my dad, it's impossible to get you guys on board at the beginning of something. You guys are like, no. No vision. Come on, let's get on my party train. But despite having a tattoo,
wait,
I'm,
no vision. I'm having fun furring my hands. What are you talking about?
I don't know if that qualifies as vision as much as it qualifies as crazy. But I am. That's the only thing I'm working on. I've been tempted to start other stuff, but I'm like, no, I'm just going to work on one thing. And I'm like, when did this happen? I thought I was a whore now, but apparently not. See, this shows you everything on the internet's not true.
No, that can't be true. You must have misread it or something, you know. There must be a misunderstanding because everything on the internet is true.
Yeah, so I must be a whore.
Scientifically proven.
Well, apparently, maybe there was some paperwork for me getting more sex that they forgot to give me to fill out. Because clearly.
That's funny.
I told Tristan, like, when we left, I was like, damn it, you didn't give me the paperwork again.
That's funny.
So, yeah, I'm just working on Dory. If you need a quick... shawlette that I think might block out to be a decent sized shawl.
That's crocheted,
worsted weight. Really cute. I'm very happy. I'm in the crochet kind of mood. I'm feeling it. I'm like super
happy.
Yeah,
you haven't crocheted in a long time, actually.
I know. And the next thing on my list is also crochet. Like the next three things are crochet. I'm like, this things take so long when you knit it. So long. Because I'm a slow knitter. So long.
So long.
A little lamenting. We're like, okay. You can see like knitting projects of the past going through our head.
I was just thinking
about that Noral scarf, aren't you?
That and the jacket.
Mm-hmm.
The 1 year jacket. Didn't take a year. It took 2 weeks, less than a year.
Which is a year.
Which is not a year.
According to my boss's math, that's like 4 years.
Right. That's funny. So I'm working on two
I'm sorry,
projects.
How many pandas in
how many
Antarctica?
Pandas in Antarctica. Two pandas. One is, and anybody who hasn't listened before, we are just coming up with random questions That basically mean what are you working on right now? Because we can't stand that question, what are
Yeah.
you working on right now? Because
What
every single podcast has it. So what are you working on now? It's like, oh
are
God, I can't hear that anymore.
you
I like podcasts, I just can't stand that question. So how
working
many pandas in Antarctica?
on?
Two.
Nine, technically, but
Well, two
okay.
in my world. One I'm working on is a shawl,
How many flowers
finally.
in your vase?
Two.
Two. So how many are you working on?
That could be so misinterpreted,
Yeah, it
you
sounded
know.
dirty when it came out too. I was like, oh crap.
am making the, I don't know how to say it, semele, semele,
Simile.
some, it's SEMELE,
Bloody Eve.
semele, semele, side-to-side shawl by Asa Tricosa.
What weight is that finger weight?
That is a fingering weight yarn that I'm using. It's
Oh, I
a
forgot.
Knit Picks essential yarn, which is, I think,
I'm
ancient.
sorry, did I say the trim? It was lemongrass with gray heather mix. Okay, never mind. Go ahead. Enough of this
So
here.
what I'm using is a Knit Picks essential spruce
Ooh.
cattle hand dyed yarn, which I think is no more, is not no longer available. It's some
Yo, I've
out
never seen
of
it
print,
before. Out of
out
print.
of. So that is a
Ooh.
really cool shawl pattern
Very
that actually
subtle.
goes from
Side to
one
side.
side to the other side, that hence a side to side shawl.
Very
And
subtle
it
variegation.
has a leaf pattern on both the top part and the border part on the bottom.
Ooh, it
And then
does.
you increase just on the
The
stockinette
gosh. Is it
stitch.
stockinette or garter?
Stockinette.
Really?
I think it's stockinette.
Sure.
Whatever. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just following the pattern and hope there's no problem in there because I don't know what's going on half the time. Like, I'm blindly trusting the pattern. And the
Ooh.
pattern is both written and charted, which is really cool because I go back and forth between charted and written. Do you have a preference between charted or written patterns?
I don't know because I tend to use both. It depends on how deep the pattern is and how complex it is. When I did the Piper's Journey, I kind of did both, but mostly chart. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I swap back and forth. It's not really a preference,
I like it
so.
if I get confused. I'm like, oh, is this a knit two together or make
Right.
one left slanted? I
I
like it for
think that
that.
the chart is really good in terms when you need a bigger picture of the whole thing
Of what it's supposed to
versus
look
the
like,
rows.
yeah.
It's like, what?
It gives you an idea of what the repeat pattern should look like, But sometimes, because you can't see it in the chart, so it's I like patterns that have both. It really in crochet and in knit.
I don't think I've ever worked a crochet pattern. I mean a chart. Yeah, I don't think
It's more of a diagram than
I've
a
never
chart.
used the charts for
Well, it's
crocheting.
funny
Oh, I
when.
think I did once because there was nothing else, but it was just a tiny little thing.
Now this one, like I keep looking. The reason why I haven't, we'll talk about this one later, and I'll come back to a chart versus written.
Wasn't that? So the other thing I'm working on, because today is December 23rd,
Which
that
means Christmas is
means
kind
it's
of
either tomorrow or day after, depending
soon.
on what country you celebrated in.
Really?
Europe, we celebrate on the 24th in the evening, or in Austria. So,
That's
and
Christmas
then, yeah,
Eve.
Christmas Eve, everybody eats a big family dinner, then we all get the gifts and everything, and then we go to church at midnight,
Midnight Mass.
and then everybody goes home and passes out, and then first thing in the morning, you go back to revisit all the toys.
I have a Jewish friend that has Christmas Eve dinner. I'm like, you're a Jew, right? She's like, yeah, we've been doing this since high school. I'm like, and I go to her house for Passover, okay? And I'm not Jewish. We're confusing a lot of people,
It's all good. As long as we have a reason to celebrate. Well, the second item I'm making, since it is Christmas right around the corner and I need to hurry up with that,
Yeah.
is the fuzzy wreath out of the
Fun
holiday
fur.
boutique knitting book that we reviewed a few weeks
That's
ago.
fun fur.
It's made of fun fur, held together with some worsted weight. I used Caron Simple Stuff because the color matched. And I make a blue Christmas wreath. And I gotta get it out on the door before the 25th.
God, that should have been done earlier in the month.
Well, since you can see around here, not a single Christmas decoration up.
I noticed that.
That's because the cats,
Oh,
they
I'm
have a
just
tendency
lazy.
to just take everything down the moment you put it up. It doesn't matter if it hangs.
It looks like she looked at you like, "What are you blaming on me?" I'll take your crap.
So that's what I'm working on. These are my penguins.
I expect to see pictures of that reed by tomorrow.
Boy. Yeah. You know, I think I don't even have enough fun for her. I might have to go and buy.
Oh no, we have to go to Joanne. It's horrible.
For a ball of fun for Hello.
I almost bought you a ball of Peruvian print for a for gag Christmas gift.
Day. Thank you.
But I forgot. I got distracted.
Well, moving on, the next question, which we can actually ask in its real form, is finished objects.
Well, since this is the Eve show, I'm going to go first, because holy crap. All right, so I finished my Lyndhurst cowl that I did in Amazing. It is on its way to your home country.
Right, it's on the person. I saw the pictures
of
the person.
Yeah, my friend Juko is leaving for Europe today, and she's taking it with her, and she...
She loved it?
She loved it. Like, she put it on. She's like, ooh. She, like, she put it on at work. She really liked it.
That's
it came out really pretty.
Right kind of reaction to a handmade gift.
She was stoked. And she took a picture of it and posted it on Facebook. Like, someone gave her a beanie for Christmas to take with her. And so she put the beanie on. And it's like a grayish off-white oatmeal kind of color. And then she put the cowl on. And then she put the cowl around her face. So she, I'm like, you are aware that you look like a very modest Muslim woman until you look at all your boobs hanging out below. Because she has on a tank top and she's all chesty. <It's funny. laughs> I'm like, it was going okay until below.
Yeah. You know?
But she really liked it. And it's on its way to her European vacation in Germany. Germany and Austria. Yay. They're going to Vienna. I can't think of where else they're going to Vienna. I want to say Innsbruck.
Salzburg? Salzburg.
I know she's, I don't remember. I'm not even going to lie and say, but it's going to Europe. So she's going to take pictures so I can post it up online too.
Oh.
So I finished that. It came out really, 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 really nice. Let it be said though, that I don't know how people are making that with two skeins of Amazing, because I had to go get a third one,
really?
Split it in half and do it. And I use probably like half of a second, what you call it, skein, but I do knit a little loose and I do tend to use more yarn, so I don't know. So I did that, and then I realized that my hands have been freezing because it's been so cold when I walk Bailey, and I have a pair of fingerless mitts, but they're super nice and they're made out of Cascade 220, and I love them, and I don't want to pick up dog poop with them, so I made another pair of fingerless mitts called half a skein and 2 hour mitts. I made them with
half a skein in 2 hours?
Half a skein, a little bit more than 2 hours. But I made them with that James Brett Marble yarn, which is a Bocle and DK weight and this horrible pink shade. And I was hoping they were going to be a lot cuter than they came out. They get the job done. They're crochet. They're really fast. But
they're good enough for picking up dog poop.
Yeah, in the morning. They're really bright, though. Like, I couldn't hide at all anywhere with them. Like, they're really bright. But they're, you know, they get the job done. My hands aren't cold in the morning. Will I ever crochet with that yarn again? No. I do not.
What's the yarn?
It's boucle. It's that James M. Brett DK weight in hot-ass ugly pink. They're so big. Every time I look down at my hands, I'm like, they're so big.
Can you throw them in when the next time you dye something or something else? Well, it doesn't matter if it's written in my diet.
No, I'm with the party on in my tackiness.
All right.
But I mean, like I said, it's like I wear them in the morning when I walk Bailey, when I walk skein number three. And you know what? They get the job done. You know, my hands aren't as cold, and that's what I wanted.
Nice.
I'll probably make another pair later on in another much better colorway.
Less pink, maybe?
Less pink.
Well, I made a few things.
So what did you finish,
I finished
crazy person?
The fat hat. Ooh, and I forgot to put the pattern down.
Oh, my gosh!
The reason this hat,
give me.
I saw the yarn. I fell in love with the yarn.
Is it homespun?
Purple. No, it's not homespun. Let me look it up. And
it's so little. And it's not going to fit.
No, it's fine. It'll stretch out. I would make it. Okay, that's not look good on top of your other hat.
Are you sure?
But the yarn is loops and threads, cozy wool.
Ooh, loops and threads.
And I saw the hat on the wrapper, and I fell in love with it.
Does it fit your head?
I have like giant head, so it doesn't.
It looks
like
kid
I said,
size.
the thing should be longer. I've talked to somebody else who has made it.
Oh, it looks so cute on you.
It does, but it should be a little bit longer.
Just pull it down a little bit.
And I have a giant head.
That's really cute on you.
Thank you. So it's loops and threads, cozy wool in a purple bluish.
You did this in one day.
Yeah, I did that in one day because
I'm
A, I wasn't
so
working
slow
that day, but it's also like gigantic fat
yeah
wool, you know,
what
and
size
it has
needles?
Cat hair all over it. It's a size 11 for the thing
the
here,
rim.
The rim, and size 13 for the hat.
Wow, I might have to make this.
And
damn it!
The pattern is called Cozy Cabled Hat by Loops and Threads. I actually had to enter the pattern into Ravelry.
Really?
Yeah, because it wasn't there, and so I entered it. And now it has my picture and the picture of the wrapper that I took. Woohoo!
But nice.
And other people have made it. They immediately added it to it. And the one woman I talked to, that one, she
oh,
has made
that's
it several
cute
times. And she made that room thing longer. And
yeah
it works better that way. But it's a really super
she's
cute
hat.
She's
made it, what, seven times?
No,
six,
seven,
five times.
Several times, yeah.
Five times.
No, it's a, yeah, it's all the same one. So, anyways, that's one thing.
Really?
I really, I only bought this ball of yarn because I liked the color, and then I saw the hat on the wrapper, and I was like, ooh, I don't like this. The person on the wrapper, though, must have a really small hat.
Head, yeah.
Because it's smaller than what it looks on her.
How much yarn did that use? Did it take the whole skein?
It took the whole, there was a little, tiny little bit left, you know, so. So I could have maybe added a couple more rows of this thing here.
How much was the yarn?
The loops and thread, I don't know,
it's like
probably
$4.
Under 10 bucks for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's really cute.
And if you cannot find the pattern, because the pattern is nowhere to be found other than on that wrapper.
So it didn't show up here?
No, it doesn't.
Oh, it doesn't.
It's only on the ball band. Nobody knows. And loops and threads, they don't have it on their website. So I don't know if it is legal or not to just hand it out. I'll be happy to give it to anybody, but I don't know if that is a legality or not.
I don't know, but I want it.
Well.
Do you still have the wrapper?
I do have the wrapper. I might have to, like, scan that wrapper. So, anyway.
I'm giving her the eye. I'm giving her the sexy eye. Hey. How you doing?
So, I mean, I want to sort of offer this up to anybody, but I don't know if I'm allowed to.
Yeah, do it until you get caught.
If anybody, just email
I'm
maybe
sorry
I'm an interest, whatever.
We're making them money by you offering it up, so.
And you anyways have to buy the loops and thread yarn.
Yeah.
If plus, it's probably on the wrapper. I'm sure they still have it out there, you know.
I
so
guess I can go look at
that's
it.
That's one thing. So the
darn
other
I have
thing
to go to Michael's now.
The other thing I made was the three scrubbies for the swab that were due forever. On the way of making them, I had to try out several patterns because I wasn't. It took me a while till I found mine.
You
I
would
made
think it wouldn't be that hard, but it's
no,
like
but I made this.
Cute.
This
I looked at
really
those
scrubbing bubble scrubby.
Did you pay for it?
Pay for what?
The pattern.
No, it's a free pattern.
Okay.
I wasn't too
never
excited
dry
about this at all. So
this
I was
will
like,
never dry.
You can have this if you'd like to
no,
have
no,
this one.
No, because it's never going
to
dry.
It's a thick. It's double-sided, you know.
Yeah, it's never going to dry.
And it has bobbles, and I don't know.
You,
so I was not excited about that one.
Your face
got
used
I
that
made
away. The face of
I made
the classic Eve disgust look.
No, it's not disgust. It's just doesn't. I don't think it. I mean, I've seen what the people in the swap, the quality, and this would be very sad looking to compare to what other people did. So it's probably good, but whatever. The other one I made was the two-tone Tawashi. Wasn't a big fan of it, even though it's...
Is that the one your cat commandeered and was like, this is mine?
Stole it and put it in her basket and had to re-steal it.
This is mine.
Then I made a soap pocket, the one that Ellen wrote the pattern.
How was that?
Oh, made like 12 of them already. It's so
I
want to
make
it's
one
so
of those.
Cool. It perfectly fits the Trader Joe's lemon soap.
Too.
You know, it's an awesome gift. So I made the soap pocket. I made two of the scrap ripple cloth in pink and purple. One was a test case. And then the other one, what I did is I took the two-tone Tawashi, the washcloth, and the soap pocket with the soap in it, and there was a little gift set for my acupuncture person who's really cool. So.
And what'd you call it again?
What?
Pink psychosis.
Oh, yeah, pink psychosis, because that's too much. Pink is her favorite color. It's too much for me, you know. And then I made
I'm
more
pom-poms.
Yeah, yay.
And rose, pink would be a bad color for you, but rose would be pretty for you.
Right, it'll go right in the dye pot.
Oh my God, would you really dye it if I made you something in rose?
No, I would not.
But you wouldn't wear it either.
I don't know, it depends on what it is. I mean, rose would make me look very pale and washed out.
I don't think so.
Bright pink, okay. Bright pink?
Horrible.
Right.
God, do not ever put that by your face again.
So the last thing I did was make some more of the pom-poms for the Christmas in July party, which has been postponed by a few months. And a few. We will still have that. So that's all I made.
That's all you made. It's like, I made a pair of mitts and a cowl. And you're like, well, I made a hat, 900 scrubbies, a soap pocket, a cozy for the planet.
A planet cozy.
A planet cozy.
Oh, my goodness. Ravelry favorites. Anything good out there?
Yes, I've been a painting maniac. But I have two things. One, I pinned like 2 years ago because I have a lot of finger weight yarn, like one skein of finger weight yarn. Right.
What do you and do with all these one skeins of yarn?
One skein of finger weight will make a pair of socks. But like, I'm not the fastest sock knitter in the world. So I'm like, I wonder if there's anything else out there cool that would look really cool in variegated sock yarn. And I came across something that was in my favorite. It's been there for years, called a lace shawl. It's a crocheted sock weight lace shawl. And a decent sized one too. And it is, I finally looked at other people's version of it. It's really cute. And it looks really good in variegated yarn. I was like, what? It takes an eye hook, which is just a size smaller than this one because it laces.
It's crocheted.
Yeah, it's crocheted. That
flew over my head.
But it's designed with the Entwine Pattern Studio. And this is what I was talking about. This is too much for me written out. It's going to be really hard for me to follow.
Yeah, because it's just text and there's no... It doesn't have any paragraphs in there and there's no punctuation. There's no uppercase, no punctuation, no paragraphs.
It's hard to read and so everyone is commenting.
If you write a pattern and you want to not hear it from us again, punctuation, uppercase, and put paragraphs in there.
Great. But she also did a chart. She did a diagram. And everyone has commented how this is so much easier to follow on the diagram. So, I mean, this is one of those situations where it's like, oh, the diagram's going to come in way handy in learning because it's like a two row repeat. So once I get past to that and figure that out,
where do you start on that one? In the middle?
Like all ones, they start in the middle top and then it gets bigger. Like this one. You start at the middle. And it just gets bigger, 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 bigger.
Oh, okay. Like, I have never made a shawl before.
Oh, you've never made a triangle shawl?
And the simile here is my first shawl ever, and that's a side-to-side. So
most of the ones I've noticed are top first. So what happens is you get really excited because it goes really fast because you're only, like, on 20 stitches. And then when you get, as it gets bigger.
No, I would want to do the one. I would want to make my shawl with, like,
you start on the longest.
Cast on 700, and then you end up with one because it goes faster towards the end when it gets boring.
There's some like that, but most of them don't start like that. I've seen the majority go side to side, or you start at the top with like six.
But then the cast on 700 is also pain.
Is a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'll cast on 9 in a heartbeat. I can figure out that yardage real quick. So this one, I'm like, I'm going to do this because that's some really pretty sock yarn that this will look really pretty in, and that way it's just not sitting there being made up. So, and it'll block out real pretty. And then I came across, I want to make more hats, and like I said, I've been on this crochet kick. Thank you. This crochet kick, and I came across this hat called Give It a Whirl. It is by Bad at Accounting. Her name is Adrienne Lash.
Bad accounting.
Bad at counting.
We're spelling her.
No, I'm bad at reading, apparently. Okay. But basically, if you knit it as one, it's free, so I'll say it. You knit it as this one obtuse parallelogram, and then you sew it.
It's knit flat. It's like a turbanish hat,
No, it's just a regular hat. It's knit flat, and then you put it together so it turns into a rectangle.
Oh,
and
you have to do some origami with it, right?
Yeah, a little bit. But it's really cute, so it shows off long stripes really well.
I like that.
Yeah, it's really, and this fits really cute. And I have a lot of hair, and my hair gets, it's very bulky because it's not curly.
I have
a
giant hat. Head.
You just have a giant head. I have really giant hair.
That would probably fit my head.
And your head would fit in there. And I'm thinking my hair will fit in there. And it's really cute. People just kind of turn it up on the ribbing. And not the ribbing, but at the edge. And I was like, oh. And it's made out of our favorite, Bernat.
Bernat.
Mosaic.
Ooh. Oh, wait. That's my socks. That is the same.
Yeah, it's the same as your socks. Yeah, so you can make a matching hat now. And I have some Bernat.
How many skeins?
One.
I have one left.
I know. See, and that's why I put that on it. I was like, we both can make this. And this is just like mindless TV knitting, and then you have a hat. But so those are the next two items on my list. I'm so off the reservation for my YOP. It's stupid, but I figure it's December.
What is this one called again?
That is called Give It a Whirl. Give It a Whirl hat.
Why don't I see this on our notes here?
Because I added it later.
Jeez.
Don't judge me. I decided to do work at like the last hour of my job on Friday after I printed this out. But yeah, I'm so glad that I found some crochet patterns for lace and for some yarn that I have. And I'm off for the next week and a half, so I'm just going to sit around and crochet and knit and watch TV.
Do you want to make it a race who gets to give the world hat done faster? No, I have
oh
to.
Oh, my God. Everything we do is so competitive.
I can't do that because I have to finish that wreath for Christmas, which is tomorrow. So
well, let's see where we are after Christmas. Let's touch base on Wednesday because I plan to have this done. And let's touch because this is super easy. I just need to just sit down and do it.
Oh, the
dory. Oh, yeah. I mean, literally, it's, I can't say, but I mean, this is the whole pattern. Look, 3, 1.
Oh, wait, wow. That's like, you know what that reminds me of?
Oh, let me just
of?
Say that is a paid pattern, but I think it's totally worth it. Even though at first I was like, oh, this isn't worth it. It's a really well organized, this is a dory pattern. It's really well organized, really well written, and it is only $2.50. So,
it reminds me sort of, and not in the looks or anything, but in the making
of your market bag.
The market bags.
Yep.
So, if you have crocheted a market bag, you for sure can do this shawl.
Easy peasy.
Yeah. Anyways, I have one thing that I'm fascinated. Actually, we both are fascinated. We were looking at this before we started recording. My friend who just recently began knitting called me, and she's all excited because she is making a project called, the pattern is called 64 Crayons by Amy Swenson. And we looked at it. It's a pay pattern. It's $4, which, you know, but we looked at it. I think so, too. And it is
considering
exactly,
I looked at it and figured it out.
I mean, me too. I looked at it and I asked her on the phone. I was like, is this one knit one purl one? She's like, yeah, how'd you know?
Because we just did that for
so
like a month.
So this is exactly like our Noro scarf that we did.
It's
a couple months ago.
It's the Noro scarf in two sizes sewn together.
Yeah, there is like 1, 2, 3. Just looking, we didn't buy the patterns.
This
we
is
didn't
just looking
give
at the
away,
pictures.
Just looking at the pictures. There's 3 panels or 3 times the Noro scarf in a wider version, and then there's 3 times the Noro scarf in a
skinnier version,
and they are sewn together, and that's a blanket, and it's fascinating.
So basically it's 6 scarves sewn together, 6 Noro scarves
six,
sewn together.
6 of the Noro scarves sewn together, about 700 hours of mindless knitting.
And $700.
$700 if you make it in Noro.
Oh my god, that, and you can't wash it. That is a $700 blanket. You cannot throw in the washing machine.
It might not be $700 fully, but it's getting up.
How many
there.
Skeins does it need?
Doesn't say.
Well, it needs 1,900.
Oh, it's 2,000 yards.
And how many yards is in that? 110.
Okay, it doesn't need 10 skeins. It's like a $300.
At $20
yeah,
a skein.
It's a $200 blanket that you cannot wash ever.
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 In the microwave. In the washing machine. I'm not hand washing that.
And you will have to sit there with that one by one ribbing for about a year.
I don't care how fast you knit. That's going to take you a minute.
It's going to be a warm blanket, though, because I love that scarf we made. I mean, I really like that
scarf. It's going to be hella warm. It's going to be very stretchy, too. But That's a lot.
And you know what, though? It's probably a perfect project for my friend who's a beginner knitter, because she'll be so fast with knit and purls after doing that one.
Here's my only thing about projects like this for beginning knitters. Like, I think it's so discouraging because you're just mindlessly knitting.
For years.
Like, you don't learn anything on this after the first strip.
Like I do on my fuzzy wreath here.
That's sexy, dude.
Anyways, that was just, I'm just fascinated.
But we're kind of both fascinated.
Anybody who did the Fnoro Cal with us, it's out there. We're not going to do it with you, but if you do it, please post and let us know, because
we're going to send you Gatorade just to keep you going.
Send you some power bars and four-hour energy pack or something.
I don't think you're supposed to be up here, Kat.
It's called 64 Crayons by Amy Swenson. Let the cat say something, because she's going to start yelling the moment I pick her up. Okay.
She's like, down.
That's the foster cat we have.
So. She still has those blue eyes. Hi, gorgeous.
All right, moving on.
Someone make it just so we can ogle over yours and be like, dang.
Yeah, please make that blanket and then send it to us and we'll review it.
We'll slap it in. I know. Then we'll be critical.
Sorry, it got lost in the mail. Send it back to you.
I know. Here's a picture of me sitting under it. No, we took that picture and sent it back. Make another one. Send it to us. We'll review that one too. It's at your house.
So, Yarny Crafty purchases. I had nothing. I didn't buy anything.
I bought some stuff.
You know, I didn't even feel like going into a yarn or craft store.
You shut your filthy mouth.
I did not. I was like, ugh. I know all the aisles by now.
I know.
Bored with it.
So I went, because I wanted to make the Dory shawl, and I knew I wanted to do it in a wool so I could block it out. And I didn't want to go downtown and go get Cascade. And so I was like, oh, I'll do it in the Patton's Worsted Classic. Hey, Kat, again.
Okay, we'll have
God, her eyes are gorgeous.
Hey, get down. Down.
She's like, you can't tell me what to do. You're not the boss of me. Not the boss of me.
Okay, go on.
Sorry. So I bought two skeins of the lemongrass and two skeins of the plum heather. And I was in a rush, so I was trying to get to the knitting group on Monday night. So I just grabbed two of each, jump in the car, you know, and I'm on the road. And a little voice said, hey, that has a dial-out number. You might want to check that. I go, well,
so yeah. Did you listen to the voice or not?
At the next stoplight, I pulled them out, and all the dial-outs were different.
Oh, God.
And not only were they different, it was a noticeable difference. It was so noticeable. We were at the spot, and I pulled out the plum-colored ones, and Jill looks at it from across the, like, halfway across the room. She looks at it, and she goes, I can see from here those aren't the same.
And then you have to consider anybody who hasn't been at the spot, which is the Culver City Crafters Meetup here in Los Angeles every Monday
it's
night.
It's dim in there, to say the least.
It's dark in there. Do not bring lace there ever.
Mm-mm. Don't work on black projects.
Yeah. it's dark.
It's so dark, but it was like noticeably different. And I've seen it in other stores. Like that colorway is so different. Then I look at the yellow, that the dye lots on that one doesn't match either.
So and did you have to go back and
I took them back. I actually took the plum ones back and returned it. And I took
gray.
Yeah, and well, I just returned them, and that was until I figured out what I wanted to do. And then I got two matching lemongrass, and I was just like, dang, this was a waste of gas.
I had that once at Michael's.
Check your dial-outs.
The Michael's down by your house there. I had that where I got the different dial-outs, and then I went into the store and I was like, I want to exchange that. And they're like, yeah, take it inside and then just bring it up to the cashier. So I bring it to the cashier.
It's the same thing.
And it's the same thing. I was like, I want to change this for this. And they just look at you and they're like, okay.
I think if you work at Michael's, they should teach you that shit.
I don't know.
So I explained to her, I'm like, the dialogues are different and it needs to be the same. I'm like, do you know what I mean by dialogues? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, that's. Because I had the same look from her.
I had to show her that, like, it's a number, it needs to be the same. Okay, whatever. Goodbye. Get out of here.
And then I bought another skein of the fisherman wool and oatmeal, which I don't think I'm going to use for that. And I think I might just dye it and knit it to something.
Oh, nice.
Else.
I like dyeing. I haven't dyed in a while. Talking of dye a lot, I brought out my space shuttle chasing market bag that I made. And at that time, I think when we went space shuttle hunting, Lisa and I grabbed, or I took, she brought me, I asked her, she brought me a ball of sugar and cream in the cream color.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started on that. I used that up, took another one out of my stash, a cream color, sugar and cream, finished the bag. Now, when you look at the bag,
it looks perfectly
fine
and perfect.
It looks fine. When you fold it over where you have the bottom to the handle, oh my
totally
God,
not the same
it's
color.
Such a different thing. Again, it's a dialogue issue. It doesn't matter. It's a market bag and you can't even see it. Plus, it's cream color. It's going to get
you
dirty
anyways.
You cannot
see it unless you put it next to it.
Yeah, you cannot see it on this bag. It's
but
funny.
As soon as you put it next to it, it's like, oh.
Whoa.
Hello.
So be careful with
dialots. Dialots, people.
Dialots.
If you don't know what a dialot is, cat.
Din
din. Throw the yarn at you.
Oh God, that's why she's coming.
Meow. She's like, get that yarn away from me.
Okay. Thank you.
I love how we have animal problems at both locations.
Yeah, we don't have Bailey. With a cat crawling up on the table. Okay, moving on.
Yep.
Let's talk about the epic cow cow.
Epic cow.
Yeah, that's what we call it, the epic cow-cow. For those of you who have listened, we are going to do, we fell in love with a book called The Best of Knit Scene, and we decided to do a one-year cow starting sometime next year.
Very similar to the Yarn of Projects for anyone that has seen that group or been to my webpage.
The Year of Projects?
Yeah, the YLP. Yep.
So we're going to take, the original idea was to take 12 patterns out of the book.
That one book.
And make them throughout the year.
Yes, but it was going to be from July 2013 to July 2014, but we made some changes. Because
so then
someone
we
on,
had on the in the Facebook group, somebody asked, hey, what about
the
shares?
The
Facebook group. Oh my God, I'm brainwashed by Zuckerberg.
Oh gosh, do not get her started.
Oh,
no.
Brainwashed.
On the Ravelry groups. Oh gosh. On the Ravelry group, someone made a comment that, what if they don't knit, but they want to participate. So we kind of talked about it for a while and thought about it, and with me on the YOP, the year projects, I realized too that, like, even though I plan to make a scarf in July, it's now December and I don't want to make that scarf right now or in the next 6 months. So we've decided to kind of loosen up what we want. Eve is feeding the cat. We've kind of decided to loosen up the idea so A, people aren't boxed into stuff they don't want to make later on, and B, crocheters could join us. So we have, this is the deal. This is what we're doing.
So
this
here's,
is epic.
Here's
epic,
the
epic,
plan.
Epic.
First of all, we're going to start this not in July, but in April 16th, because we don't want to interfere with taxes.
Yes.
And it goes, however,
to
April
15th
of the following
yeah.
year. So you got a year. Don't keep it till the last minute.
Although Eve's plan is to
do all
12 in April of next
Absolutely
year.
Absolutely not. Once you hear the requirements, you will not even think I'm that insane.
Fine, March. You'll start in March.
What we said is, let's not, since this book is just for knitters, let's not stick with the book, but basically do whatever you want. However, requirements
there are, requirements.
Are one bag, three hats, two shawls, two sweaters or jackets,
cardigans,
one pair of socks, one pair of gloves, fingerless is okay, and two freebies. And the two freebies can be anything out of these categories.
So instead of doing one bag, you can do
two
bags.
Or three bags.
Or one sock, you can do three socks or two socks, as long as you have two more items that are either a bag, a hat, a shawl, a sweater, sock, or gloves.
Yeah, a cup cozy
does not count
as an extra project.
No.
So it has to be one of those categories.
A monster does not count.
Even though it would be cool, but it doesn't count for this cow.
Yes.
So this is the cow-cow.
Cow-cow.
And I'm still going to go with Best of Knit Scene. We want to use that sort of as the starting point. But if you're a crocheter, clearly you're not going to find anything in there.
Or if you're like Jill, you don't
just
like
don't
anything,
like anything
in there.
In there. Then just substitute it. We'll put a thread up on Ravelry. So.
And we're going to have prizes. We don't know what prizes, but there will be prizes. And so if you want to qualify for the prizes, you are going to have to play along with the rules. You are going to have to go through the Ravelry group to enter. I will be kind of crazy about the rules on this one.
Yeah, she's the tougher one, so don't even try to come to me and ask, hey, can I put a scarf
instead
of a shawl? Because
she's going to send me an email, and I'm going to say no.
Because me no here is gonna step in, but no, we have to stick, since there are gonna be prizes, we have to stick with the rules, you know.
So if you come to me talk about, ooh, instead of a shawl, I made three scarves, I'm gonna be like, ooh, those are really pretty. What patterns are those? Oh, by the way, those don't qualify.
Yeah.
But I am gonna make that one. It's really pretty.
Right.
And if you wanna make the same shawl twice, that's fine.
And when we say sweater, jacket, socks, blah blah blah, this all has to be adult sizes. Yes. Baby socks and jackets.
Doll,
sorry,
socks and nope.
not counting. Basically,
teenager and up.
Look at the best of knit scene book. If you find something that's in the same size and category, then that pretty much should work.
And if you have a question, you can totally PM one of us. We'll totally be honest. And we're pretty laxed, you know. And you know, if it's a bolero, I don't know if that qualifies.
I don't know. That would depend on the size requirements, because I don't know. We'd have to look at it. Anyways, there's some time still for this. We also don't know what the prizes are yet, but we have a year. If you want to donate some prizes, we're open.
Totally. Yay. I think it's going to be fun. Epic.
It's gigantic. It's a year-long
thing. Yeah, it's a year-long thing. It's 12 thing. Things. It's pretty hefty because there's two sweaters required. Pair of socks can take some time. Those can be in worsted, finger weight, DK, whatever, but they need to at least be
socks.
Yeah, they need to have a toe. They need to have a heel. They can't be yoga socks because that's just cheating.
The gloves, we said we're okay with fingerless.
Fingerless mitts are fine.
Because that's what they have in the knit scene book. And like we said, that's the basic, the starting point for this. Alrighty.
So yay! Woo! I'm so excited. But this is going to be the April. We want to give people time to get their yarn together, get their ideas together, do whatever, you know, wrap stuff up, whatever. We want to give everyone ample time and to do your taxes.
And get your taxes done, yes.
And my dad does my taxes, thank God.
Nice. I have just one little thing that I want to throw in here before we go to the goals and plans. Mm-hmm. The Newsroom. Excellent new TV show. The Newsroom.
Oh, Cinema. Excellent new direct television channel. It's called Cinema. Cinemoi. Cinema.
Okay.
It's like Fancy Pants, like Cannes Film Festival type movies and things like that. All that jazz is coming on Wednesday. I'm so excited.
I haven't seen it. Love it.
I'm so excited. It's already set to record on my DVR. It's coming on Wednesday. Nice. I'm so excited. But like, it was really interesting. They did a whole review on the Cannes Film Festival and like how it's changed over the years and who's been involved and what people have said and the movies. It was very interesting. It's very hoity-toity television, which is so up my alley.
Nice. Yeah, The Newsroom, very much, very smart. One of the smart television shows where you look and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, good show.
I have to think. Word.
You have to think. It's not Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, no, Honey Boo Boo. That is the most ghetto shit ever.
It is far removed. It's the other end of the spectrum.
Amen.
Of Honey Boo Boo is The Newsroom.
I told you what I said when I first saw that. Come on. When I first got direct television, I haven't been cable free for like 12 years. And so the first weekend, I'm sitting there watching, wanting to see what's on this whole direct TV madness. And here comes Honey Boo Boo comes up. Excuse my language, but like my knee-jerk reaction was, I was sitting in one chair and the dog was sitting in another chair, and I turned to Bailey, I go, what the fuck is a Honey Boo Boo? Sounds like something you need a shot for. Like, what is that? And I went on Facebook, I'm like, what the hell is a Honey Boo Boo? You know, my friends are like, don't watch it.
Are you watching it?
No. Like, I watched it for 5 minutes and I felt a brain cell like jump out my ear and commit suicide just because it couldn't handle it. I was like,
yeah, I'm not big on reality.
That and Keeping Up with the Kardashians, I immediately turned that off. I do love me some Housewives of Atlanta. Mm. That show is a trip.
I don't know.
I can relate to that one a little bit.
I love there's only two reality shows that I like. One is the Hell's Kitchen, which is not going to come back till summer. Man, why do they need such a long break? And the other one is Project Runway.
Ooh, I love me some Project Runway.
Yeah, everybody does. I don't know.
Oh, that's such a great, great show.
And I have these two guys at work who I always talk to, and they're both totally straight guys married.
And they love
it. They're loving Project Runway.
It's a great show. My favorite contestant was Anthony because he was so Southern Black guy, Southern Black gay guy.
Anthony.
I remember there was one episode when Tim Gunner comes over, and it was, they had to work on a project together, and like his, the guy he was working with kept saying stuff. He goes, he goes, don't act up in front of company. He goes, to go over there. And he, the guy was like, he had to laugh. He couldn't help but laugh because he was like treating him like he was a, like an older black mother. He's like, because that's tough shit my mother would say to me. Don't act up in front of company.
You know, I loved Santino when he was making the parodies of Tim Gunn. Andre.
No, no, I totally got that down. Andre, why you can't be crying in front of my guests when we're at the Red Lobster. Andre. Red Lobster, that was so funny. He goes, why are we at the Red Lobster in your little fantasy? Andre. And he's like, make it work. Make it work. Make it work. I'm Tim Gunn. Make it work.
They have in that season.
I would marry Tim Gunn like in a heartbeat. Oh my God. I love him. That was the second or third season.
I think it was season two, and they had at the end of the season that they had like a whole collage of Santino doing Tim Gunn impressions.
So funny. So funny. And like Andre would always burst out of the hotel. No, whenever he came out the door, he just couldn't walk out. He would just like fling himself out of the door. But Andre, I can't have you crying in front of my business associates, Andre.
Red Lobster.
We're going to the Red Lobster. I need you to keep it together. I love how he looked like he was just so confused of why he picked the Red Lobster. Which is a damn good question. It's like of all the restaurants in New York, you're going to the Red Lobster? I'm just really glad. That's when I knew I loved Tim Gunn, because he thought that was funny.
Yeah, he's actually the coolest on that show, I think.
Andre and Heidi Klum, she's just crazy as a, I mean, she is just nutty. I love her.
Love that show.
Love that show. Andre.
Anyhow, we have one more topic. 51 minutes. Make it 9 minutes or less.
Yeah, like that's gonna happen. Right.
One topic we're discussing is
Yarny
what
goals.
What are the goals for 2013 in terms of yarny, crafty goals and plans? So, got some goals?
I don't know. That's been my thing. I just want to be as productive as possible. And, like, I feel I'm liking monogamy. The only problem with it is, like, when I'm done with something, I'm like,
oh, now what?
It's like, for me, again, like, finishing a book. Like, I'm like,
but then you cannot do monogamous all the time because monogamous.
You can't just work on one project at a time.
Can't do that all the time. Because if you work on something like that Simele scarf I work on, there's no way I can take this along on the road with me to go and hang out with people. I need a dumb project next to a smart project.
You know? And that was my problem last week. I didn't have anything going at all. And I was like, oh, God. That's a good point. You're messing with my non-hornets.
You need to have at least one...
Some monkey work.
...dummy project sitting there so you can go and be social as well.
That's
or
a
that
really
you can
good...
have in your purse or in your car or whatever.
Okay, so that's going to be a goal, is to have at least two projects going where I can have a project that I can work on. Because I will say this, my number one goal is to be more social in my knitting, to go to the knitting groups more. And
I
want
to go back to the Monday group. That
yeah,
my
I've
favorite.
Been to the Monday group so. 2 weekends in a row now.
Ooh.
Not at all. But yeah, I just want to be as productive as possible, and I want to start knitting faster, and I really want to try to stick closely to finish up my year projects in July. I want this to be the year of sweaters. Yeah, okay. I know. And by sweaters, I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, I want to make like 8 sweaters. And realistically,
Bailey's
I'm thinking...
Bailey's going to need some sweaters.
Realistically, I'm thinking maybe 3. Maybe 3,
well,
I don't
there's
know.
There's 2 in the cow. If you can make them this year, you get next the following
year. Well, I have
year.
To, because my cat, the cat, our epic cow is going to overlap with my year projects. So I need those to count, double count, which I'm totally fine with stuff double counting.
Right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But I want to make sure I crochet more. I also want to get all my whips taken care of, either frog them or finish those assholes up.
How do you really feel about them?
Oh, I'm so tired. I mean, I have shit on there from 2010. I'm like, oh, God.
I hear you. And when that's your list to... Just keep going. I actually, when you asked me that question, I started writing down, and the page got longer and longer, and I was
mine's
like, "Oh
more
my God,
of
how
a
can
mythology
on how to approach
thing.
It?" Well, here
oh
is
gosh.
I'm gonna just read this up to
oh
you, right?
Oh my gosh!
finish four Pay It Forward 2012 projects, which I should have done this year, but I just didn't have time.
Me neither. You gave me mine.
I did some, but I had like seven or eight of yours. Them to do, so I got four more, and those don't have to be
knit. Avatar.
Hello, Set After. These have to be Set After, and I started walking.
Oh, cool.
Which is cool. We did it once, and then it started raining, so but hopefully next year we'll start again. Anyways, so finish my four Pay It Forward 2012 projects, which are now going into 2013.
Mine too.
Bring my open Ravelry projects down below five, and I have about 15 or 16. Like you said, I want to get this shit out of there. Get it done.
Either frog it or just do it.
Right. Continue one chemo hat per month, which I also am 3 months behind, so I've got to finish those up.
Crap.
But those are fast. Those are like a couple hour things. Start the Epic Cal.
Epic.
So that now is April through December. That's several items. How many is that? 10 items? No, 8 items.
Yeah. Well, I was like, that math sounds questionable.
I will do the annual dishcloth swap, which is 3 dishcloths.
Oh, you really will. I just had some overarching ideas.
I just wrote it all down. And I want to do at least 5 of the mystery cows because I'm heavily involved with that group, the mystery
cows. And what is the one thing we're
group?
Not doing next year?
Sign up for any swaps or exchanges or cows other than what we're
I'm okay with
organizing.
Cows because, I mean, one of the patterns that we might do be a cow.
No swaps.
No more swapping.
No more swaps. Except
because
for the annual dishcloth swap
yeah.
because we're the organizer of the hell
of
at least we should participate.
But we get overextended with, we get excited with swaps and we got to keep each other grounded.
Then I want to, I'm not done yet.
I'm sorry, gosh.
I want to do at least 5 of the mysteries, which are little projects in that. I just love that group.
Those are the 220s?
Yeah, I love that group. I want to make the corrections. I'll have to make the corrections to my level 1 masters stuff. That
did they send it back to you?
No, I haven't sent it in yet, but I'm sending it in this year. It's done. I just have to fix some of the paperwork.
Wasn't it done like...
It was, and all I have to do is fix some of the paperwork. It's ridiculous.
I want to see it before I leave.
It'll be sent in... This week or before the end of the year anyways. Supposed to be sent in by Thanksgiving, but didn't quite make that. Anyways, I want to start the level 2 masters. I want to make a scarf for my friend. And I want to make a sweater for my husband. And then in terms of fabric.
Oh my gosh.
I want to finish a tote that I started sewing like a year ago. I want to fix my pile of fixers, meaning like pants and crap that has to be sewn.
Oh my god.
I want to reline several of my knit bags and I want to make more bags.
Wow. Maybe I should.
I'm
recording again next week, right? So maybe I should come up with a better list.
No, it's ridiculous just looking at this. And this is just a necessity. This is not the stuff that I see. Oh, you have that now. I need one too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Because
a whole
that's
going to
come flying at me the whole year. That's what's usually holding me back because I see somebody doing something and I'm like,
I need to do that too. Yep, I'm saying bad.
So that's my list.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I'm going to revisit my list and make it more concrete, but yet obtuse.
Vague enough.
Yeah, still
vague
enough.
I should knit and crochet next year.
Yeah, I'm going to knit
and
do some crocheting. And do some sewing.
And some yarn dyeing.
Yeah, I'm going to do some stuff.
Well, how's your spinning coming along, by the way?
I am saving for a spinning wheel because spindling is just too slow. So I am going to save up for a wheel.
How's that hand-built $7 wheel coming
along? I'm having logistic problems with it. It's all built. It's just I can't get it to threadle correctly. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Have you talked to the people?
Yeah, and I keep trying. That's one of the things I'm going to work on before the end of the year is to get that. If I can get that working, oh, that'd be so awesome. I'll be happy, you know? I would love to get that working. I really, really would. So I was thinking about that the other day. I do plan to work on that and see if I can get that shit to work. It's so frustrating.
Get that shit out of here. Make it work.
Because it's a whip on my project board.
Right, that is.
And I want that one to be, and I want to get my craft room better.
I mean, I have a couple of projects on my open projects that will never be done. Like, there is one project where just, whenever I see a yarn bombing, I took a picture and I take a picture and they load it up onto that project. You know, so that's just my collection of yarn bombings that I have encountered. And
I only have one of those, and that's the, you know, the decoration of my craft room. But at one point, that has to come to an end, too. You know, at one point, I just have to be happy, you know. But it's just, I want to get that down to zero, to whatever I'm working on currently.
I have my sewing projects on there as one project, even though Ravelry, they're going to ban me or something if they find out, because they don't want anything other than yarn stuff.
I know, when you put other, all you get is a note. They're like, we would prefer you not do that. I'm like, you're not the boss of me.
And then, I'm not putting a Ravelry project for every single sewing project. I do have one project on Ravelry that's just sewing stuff, and they're just throwing random things there, you know. Because I like sewing, even though I don't know how.
You just gotta do it more often.
Yeah, exactly, because I have so much time between all the sweaters and...
Because you keep sleeping.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. My bad. Shut down and stop with that madness.
Get some of that four-hour energy.
I know. Just keep, back them up. Boom, boom, boom. All right, I think that's it, because we have to do the Christmas swap or the scrubby swap.
Scrubby swap right now.
Right now. Ooh. Right now. Right now. Let's do this.
So we will talk to you again. Are we recording next week to get back on regular schedule?
And that's what I'm thinking. Okay. We might have guests. I've talked to one guest.
I talked to another guest.
And our guest is kind of down for the idea, depending on what night. Yeah, she's out of town right now. Hey, out of town person. Hello. Know who you are.
Yes, and the other one is coming back into town right now. Hello. Mm-hmm.
So we may have a small group Woo-hoo. Next week.
One person, the other person who's coming into town, was complaining that the podcast wasn't up when she was leaving town.
Sorry.
And then she was complaining that it isn't up because when she was coming back to town.
So much peer pressure.
Right.
God, dog. But that's what we're doing. So keep an eye out for us or ear up for us next week, because our plan is to be up and so we can get back on schedule.
Hello.
What happened? Oh, stop.